That's what I believe. And the thing is that even if we're not being the person we need to be, even if we're separated from him, he's a big, loving God, and he'll still help us. Hey, will your daddy still help you even if you're not doing everything you're supposed to do? Yeah. So the point is that it all starts with your mindset. It all starts with your mindset. What do you want? Who do you want to be? What does this business need to do in order for you to reach your goals? What's your phenomenal marketing mindset? Understanding what marketing does for you and why it's important. So it's so important. Number two, your phenomenal mission. What is your phenomenal mission? And our service company in Houston, our mission is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. And we share that with our team in the interview. We talk about it all the time. We hire to the mission. We fire to the mission. We coach to the mission. It's all about the mission. It's not about what I want. It's not about what you want. It's all about the mission. It's all about what we're going to deliver to that client. Now, we take that a step further and we do our MVP, right? Mission, values, and purpose. At Phenomenal Products, our mission is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. And our purpose is so that you can have more life, and life stands for living in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being in debt. There's no freedom in having difficult relationships. There's no freedom in having employees who don't want to do what you want them to do. No freedom in that. There's no freedom in not having goals. A guy by the name of Chuck Kuhnrott said that in the absence of clearly defined goals, we'll be forced to focus on activity and ultimately become enslaved by it. Now, the problem with social media that we talked about yesterday, now, Dave made a little sly comment that I don't know if y'all caught it or not. Howard, you're addicted to Facebook. It's true. It's like crack cocaine, man. It's just like my, you know, when there's nothing to do, my hand automatically just goes for that phone. So I need therapy. When this first started out, when Facebook first started out and I started getting involved on it, I could see it. And my wife's like, she's in radio advertising, you know. And this is the only thing that she's not absolutely 100% correct about. Everything else, right, ladies? I mean, hey, she's always right and I'm never wrong. That's just how it works, okay? All right. Anyway, like, nobody makes money on Facebook. But I can tell you that so many of my contacts, so many of our members, so many of the joint venture relationships that I have today, many times started on these Facebook interactions like Dave was talking about yesterday. Very important. I love what you guys already did and took some actions. Awesome. Okay, so what is that mission? In the inner circle is to create the most phenomenal community experience ever. Why? Because the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is FTI, failure to implement. And community is the most sure way to make sure that we implement. Why did David Fry suggest that we do a group here? Because he knows that if we get in there and support each other, encourage each other, and hold each other accountable, that we'll implement. Otherwise, we won't. And that's what's so powerful about coming together and working with each other, is we can help each other move forward. Make sense? Okay. Number three, your phenomenal money. You're going to want to set your monthly and daily sales goals. And what you're going to do is you're going to create your annual sales goal. You won't do this right now.